His daughter was descending the stairs. As the orchestra, his in-laws paid for, played, she was taking each step as though the world had stopped for her, as though this moment were the only moment on earth with her in it. And she was fine as hell, this girl, no, this woman. This seed of his, this cry into the night, this apology of a child. Iris, I didn't mean to. Damn, I'm so, so sorry. When had it happened? Her with so much of Iris, the cheekbones, the slant of the eyes, the smile with so much. What was that thing behind their smiles? Some long-held secret about you. Both of them knowing you, knowing what you'd been up to, as though they could see, taste, and smell it on you. Aubrey had seen that smile so many times over the past 14. No, 15, 16 years. Where were the years? And still, this moment with Melody walking toward them and this whack-ass rendering of Prince filling the house. Aubrey leaned back against the wall. His hands felt unsure suddenly. Iris had hers pressed to her mouth. But what is the father of the child supposed to do with his hands, his big open hands? Where were they supposed to go when all they wanted was to reach out for this child, hug her, hide her from the world? These hands that had learned at 17 how to snatch smelly diapers away from her tiny body, rub A&D ointment over her rashed behind, hold her until the stinging stopped, until the crying stopped, hold her over his shoulder with his massive hand behind her fragile head, then on his chest, in his lap, in his arms, on his back, both shoulders, his hand on her shoulder as she scooted too fast away from him. Who was this now? Descending the stairs. This child he made and raised and loved. God, how he loved every single cell dividing. The coarseness of her hair, the deep, vulnerable hollow in her neck, the half moons beneath her nails. Those show how many boyfriends you're gonna have. Watch out, world. And her tears, when they began to fade. Does that mean no one's ever going to love me, Daddy? His baby girl was coming down those stairs, and he was crying now, outright and silently, and no one had told him what to do with his hands. As he slid them into his pockets, Iris shot him a look. He pulled them out again, quickly wiped at his eyes. Clasped behind him, against the wall, arms raised, fingers laced on top of his head. Arms folded? What was the right thing? Why did he never know the damn right thing to do? Always, there was this echo in his gut, this hunger for something not quite remembered, but almost joyful. No, it was joy. Before Melody, before Iris, when he was still a boy. In the half-memory, he's walking behind his mother. Corpus Christi, Houston, New Orleans, Mobile, Tallahassee. The two of them following the coastline, always staying near to the water. It was an almost memory of the feel of the water, the smell of it, the warm foam against his bare feet. For so long, he believed it was the true ocean. He thought it never ending. And when he squatted to dig crabs from the sand, he thought he could dig to another country. Step out of the sand on the other side and meet boys his own age there. Chump dreams. Soft, childish dreams. He was a boy in cut-off shorts and a ragged t-shirt following behind his near-white mother. That's all. And those nights when he woke up alone in the tiny apartments they'd found, over beauty shops and behind hardware stores and down long, dim, urine-scented hallways, he knew she'd gone off to meet up with a friend, who she'd come home smelling of, pulling wrinkled bills from her pocket, then running a bath so hot the bathroom floor grew slippery from the steam. Who were these friends? How come he never met them? Chump-ass dummy he was. When he'd finally gotten the courage to ask, was he 9, 10? It's such a blur now. If his own dad had been a friend. His mother smiled such a deep and heartbreaking smile. He wanted to take the question back, cut it into pieces, make believe it wasn't now a part of the air between them. Nah, Aubrey, your daddy was free and clear love. He liked to think about that two people had loved each other and made him.